You all have been named mods of our self-suck. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host, Walker Kelly. We had to hop on, start early, because this Jets-Patriots game, we had to talk about it. It's so exciting. It's so fun. It's so thrilling. They're currently up 14-3 right before halftime. Walker, how's your day going?
Really good. I definitely didn't pick the Patriots to win this game.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that. By the way, in lieu of flowers, Josh Uche's family would like donations to the Patriots Children's Fund. I don't know if you saw him try to tackle Braylon Allen.
No.
Oh, he got obliterated. He got destroyed. Put in the ground, I would say. It was, let me put it this way. He had a free shot on a 3-yard loss on Braylon Allen, and Braylon Allen gained like a yard and a half. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he just put him in the ground. So, alrighty, we are recording a little bit early this week. Walker has Walker's on assignment. I think that's what they say when somebody's just not going to be here.
I have wedding duties.
Oh, Walker has duties.
That's right.
Like poops, folks. All right, and Mike is at a Rivercats game, so we're just going to dive right into it. So we'll probably be done around the time that this Jets-Patriots game is ending, so we might tack that on to the end. Who knows? But let's start with Giants-Browns, shall we? What a game to start with. Giants are 0-2. The Browns are 1-1. Cleveland is a 6.5-point home favorite and is a 39.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one, Graham Gano is going to be out for a few weeks for the Giants. For the Browns, David Njoku did not practice with an ankle injury and is unlikely to play. Myles Garrett did not practice on Thursday with a foot injury, but is going to play. He's following basically the same pattern he did last week. So even though Mike's not here, he did submit his questions. His for this one is for the Giants, which is, do we think Malik Nabers is going to finish inside the top 20 on this one? He had the big game last week against the Commanders, had a decent game in week one, about, 11.5 fantasy points. What do you think, Walker? Do you think that Malik Nabers is a top 20 play in this one?
I think so, yes. I have him ranked 13th on the week.
Okay, so, wow, that is very bullish, especially against this Browns defense that has been lower half, we'll say, against opposing wide receivers. They gave up the big play to Brian Thomas last week. They kind of, quote-unquote, contained CeeDee Lamb, 5 for 61. So you're bullish on Malik Nabers. Is that just pure target volume?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is a game that, I mean, the Giants are going to have to throw it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Nabers is going to be the guy who gets most of those targets. So, I mean, he's probably going to finish the season with something ridiculous, like a 33% target share or something. So if Daniel Jones throws the ball 30 times, which isn't that much, there's 10 targets for Malik Nabers. And that's a lot for a talented receiver. So, no, I think he's got a pretty solid floor of around like 8-9 points, and then the ceiling is he can go over 100 yards any game. So no, I think he's a very solid wide receiver two play most weeks. I have him a little higher this week just because a couple guys injured. The Dolphins guys got a downgrade because it's Skylar Thompson, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, as of right now, you already have, just right off the rip, you have, off the top of my head, 5 wide receivers who would have started the season ahead of him in Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Deebo Samuel, Tyreek Hill, and Jalen Waddle that are automatically behind him this week because 3 of them aren't playing. And so it's like, oh my God. Like, he was like a top, I think I had him 22nd before the season. So just based off of that, yeah, he's got to be top 20. Also, like, who's scoring touchdowns on this Giants team other than Malik Nabers?
Maybe, like, Devin Singletary.
Yeah, Devin Singletary, if they get down to the 1-yard line because of a pass interference call on Malik Nabers in the end zone.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like this team has a ton of big weapons. It's like, it's Malik Nabers, and then, like, the receivers are all small guys, too.
Yeah,
like, this is not a big team.
Only other, well, I guess they have Isaiah Hodgins, but he's not very good.
Oh, no, he's bad. Let me put this this way. The NFL-level wide receivers on this team are small.
Yeah, I mean, well, Darius Slayton's, yeah, he's not real big. He's yeah. like 6'1 and skinny.
Yeah, but there, it's not like there's a, you know, like a Juwan Johnson on this team that's going to steal touches or no. steal end zone targets. It's either Devin Singletary and Malik Nabers scoring touchdowns.
Or Daniel or Jones Wandale rushing for two. Some reason. Yeah. Wandale Robinson with one with a touchdown last week.
Jet sweep touchdown Wandale this week, calling it. I mean, that's it, really. Devin Singletary is like a flex guy. It's a low ceiling offense in a bad matchup.
Yeah, I have Singletary running back 22. I mean, yeah. It's so low end RB2 or a good flex play volume, and Cleveland's run defense is fine. It's not amazing, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you've got him, you're probably playing him, but you know, in shallower leagues, I could see you go in a different direction.
Yeah. And it only took to week three this season for us to have multiple free space team questions in 1 week. Yeah. So Walker, you want to know if the Browns could be a free space team.
Yeah, can they? Because we're never starting Deshaun.
No.
And Joku's hurt right now, so we're not starting any tight ends. Amari Cooper's the only receiver that you could even consider, and he's been really bad so far. I mean, he's getting targets, but he's not doing anything because Watson sucks so bad.
Yeah.
The running backs, I guess, are playable, sort of.
Yeah, I actually kind of think that through two games, I actually just wrote about this. So first of all, I just want to address the Amari Cooper is dead rumors. They are true. He has 17 targets, but 5 catches. So I would bench him for now. I would not cut him unless you're in a very shallow league, but I don't know how you can start him. So until he has a good game, we're not talking about him. The running backs are kind of interesting because in week one, they were behind. They were chasing points, and Jerome Ford dominated snaps. He played 75% of snaps, and Deontay Foreman played one offensive right. snap. And then last week it was more 50-50, but when they were salting the game away, Deontay Foreman had 4 touches in the fourth quarter to Jerome Ford's 1. Mm-hmm. And so I think in good matchups, you can desperation stream Deontay Foreman. In bad matchups, you can desperation stream Jerome Ford.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ford is pretty much, until Chubb comes back, I think he's at least a flex.
Okay.
Just because he's the pass catcher here. Mm-hmm. Foreman is touchdown dependent. Even in good matchups, I think Foreman is pretty touchdown dependent. I have, this is a pretty solid matchup, but I have Ford at 24 and Foreman at 35.
Yeah, I have Foreman. He's only 6% rostered as one of my streamers this week. So
that's definitely reasonable.
Yeah. So alrighty, we all have the Browns winning this one. Not a fun game to talk about. Bears and Colts. Somebody's gonna be pissed off in the group chat.
That's right.
The Colts are 1.5-point home favorites as they host the 1-1 Browns. The Colts are winless on the season. It is a 43.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Bears: Romo Dunze was limited in practice with a knee injury. Kyle Allen did not practice with a heel. Who cares? For the Colts, Laiatu Latu did not practice with a hip injury. DeForest Buckner was placed on IR with an ankle injury. And Josh Downs was a full participant in practice on Thursday with his ankle injury. He is looking to make his season debut on Sunday. So, Walker, you wanted to ask about the third wide receiver on the Bears, the wide receiver 3 on the Bears. Wide receiver 4, if you count DeAndre Carter suddenly getting a bunch of targets.
Yeah, it's good matchup here. Will DJ Moore be a top 24 receiver?
I think so. I think the main problem, well, other than Shane Waldron being garbage at his job, the main problem that the Bears faced on Sunday night was just relentless pressure. Just absolutely relentless pressure in Caleb Williams' face. And with no Latu, with no DeForest Buckner, I don't think that the Colts are going to be generating that much pressure. Like, they just can't generate that much pressure without, you know, one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. And, you know, one of the – was he the first drafted defensive player in this draft?
One of them? I don't remember who the first one was. Yeah, it was like him
or Verse or –
cause Byron Murphy was right there, too.
Yeah, so one of the better, we'll say, defensive rookies this season. So without that, I think that the Bears will have a better go of it on Sunday. I still think they don't win just because I think the Colts are just going to pull it out. Anthony Richardson can do all kinds of crazy things. I mean, we've seen him as he's falling down, throw a, 50-yard pass to Michael Pittman in the snow in inside. Of course, we are. I am referring to the meme video going around of Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. So you were right. By the way, Latu, first defensive player drafted.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
At 15.
Yeah. Weird draft. So yeah, I think that DJ Moore does have a top 24 week in him this week. I think it's going to be just based off of a lot of hopefully Shane Waldron going a little bit more pitch and catch with Caleb Williams and getting him going against this not as great defense as they normally should be.
Pretty bad secondary, yeah.
And pretty bad
probably
secondary.
Not much pressure coming either. So
The Colts are definitely a team that uses their pass rush to generate pressure in the secondary, you know, by speeding up passes, and with no pass rush, it's just a bad defense.
Yeah, I think it's bad offense meets bad defense here, so something's got to give, I guess. I think more. I have him at 22. I think if you've got him, you definitely play him this week. This is the matchup you want him for.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't play him this week, when are you going? Like, why do you have DJ Moore on your team?
If you don't want to play him this week, then you've lost trust. You got to trade him.
Yeah, you got to move on. He's outside the circle of trust. Speaking of outside the circle of trust, are any Bears running backs worth rostering?
I kind of think you can sneaky roster Khalil Herbert and wait until he takes the job, because I think he's going to.
That's the answer I was looking for.
But that's a deep league play, like outside of 12-team league minimum. Like even in a 10-team league, there's no reason why Khalil Herbert should be on your roster right now. Mm-hmm. Swift is still taking the majority of the touches. He's not doing anything with them. And
he gained 18 yards last week on 16 carries, Walker. Don't accuse him of doing nothing.
Okay, he's doing very little. and Herbert has been trusted with the third and one, fourth and one, goal to go carries. So I think it's going to be Herbert's job at some point this season. But if you don't have the space on your roster to keep a nothing player for 4 or 5 weeks, then I get it. You know, that it's like deep league stash only.
Yeah, he's below guys like Braylon Allen, who should be like universally rostered now, and guys that like I think Blake Corum is closer to being something. Bucky Irving might be closer to being something.
Blake Corum had pretty much all of his touches in garbage time last week, though.
No, but I'm saying that because Kyren Williams he's gonna get hurt. He's fragile. Because here's what's gonna happen: they're gonna try to run the ball with him 30 times against the 49ers on Sunday because they have no good pass catchers, and then he's going to get hurt.
Okay. Jeff calling the injury.
That's right. He's going to do a Dak Prescott.
What's that?
His foot's going to go the wrong direction.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
No, he'll probably do an Austin Eckler, which is running in the open field and then grabbing his hamstring.
Ouch. That hurts.
Yeah. So, can't start Cole Kmet, can't start Gerald Everett, can't start Caleb Williams right now. It's DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. Oh, I put Keenan Allen did not practice. We do care about that. I was like, Kyle Allen is on the Bears.
Yeah, he's their backup quarterback. I thought it was.
I was so confused. Yeah, but no, not Kyle Allen. Keenan Allen did not practice. He's probably not playing. That we do, Matt. We do care about. Roma Dunze limited. I don't know how you can start anybody but DJ Moore in this passing game, and he's going to get a ton of targets.
Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, if Keenan Allen plays, I think you can play him, but that's not looking likely right now. And yeah, Odunze hasn't shown anything that tells you should be playing him. So I think it's really just DJ Moore.
All right. And Mike, with his question, losing faith in his team already, is Michael Pittman becoming a drop candidate?
No.
No, I don't. You know, I do the drop article every week, and like Michael Pittman, I'm like every week I like look at his numbers and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. They've been disappointing, but it's like 15 targets, 7 receptions, 52 yards so far this season. Not great, but you know, it's Michael Pittman. It's not like we're talking, I'm trying to think of who we might even be talking about here. Christian Kirk. Or Darnell Mooney when he was with the Bears, like just kind of like a guy.
Yeah.
And it's Michael Pittman. He was a top 20 guy last year. So got to have faith in him. It's sort of you don't have to start him right now if you don't want to. But if you're already thinking about dropping Michael Pittman, you probably shouldn't have drafted him to begin with.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's pretty clear at this point.
Yeah. But are you starting him this week, Walker?
Pittman? Yeah, I have him at 24.
24. Okay. And then Anthony Richardson's a start. Jonathan Taylor's a start. What are we doing with these deep threat guys? Alec Pierce, Adonai Mitchell, Josh Downs coming back.
Right. I don't like playing any of them. If you took advantage of the Alec Pierce week one, threw him in the lineup week two, good job. You nailed it. But I don't trust him this week so much. I have Pierce at 47, Mitchell and Downs unranked. It's just, I think there's only going to be about six, seven targets for Pierce and Mitchell combined. So they're going to have to hit on a deep ball every single game to be playable. And it's just not realistic.
But Adonai Mitchell is top five in the NFL in ass.
That's true. I don't know what that means, though.
it's the Al Pacino scene in Heat. He's got a great ass.
I've not seen it.
You've not seen She's Got a Great Ass, that scene?
I've never seen Heat, no.
Oh, it's a meme scene, though. It's something that you might have picked up in the zeitgeist. Oh,
no, I don't know what it is. Sorry.
Oh, wow. You should just look up She's Got a Great Ass on YouTube. And it's and that man is zooted out of his mind on this scene. It is incredible. All right. That's it. If you are in a league where you're considering starting a Colts tight end, you got to call the number, man.
you need to be in less leagues.
Yeah, you need to be out of polite society, if we're being honest here.
True degenerate behavior.
Yeah. All right. Walker and I have the Colts. Mike has the Bears in true Colts fan fashion.
Mike hates the Colts right now.
Mike hates his team so much. It's really funny.
Yeah, he is down terrible.
It's down bad, folks. All right. Speaking of down bad, not these two teams, Texans, Vikings, two undefeated teams, Walker.
Yeah.
Super Bowl preview? Houston, 4-point road favorites, 46-point over under. For the Texans, Brevin Jordan tore his ACL. Joe Mixon did not practice with an ankle injury. He's not going to play. Damian Pierce did not practice Wednesday. He's probably not going to play, which means it's Cam Akers season, baby. 13 carries, 34 yards. Let's go. Cam Akers. Nico Collins back at practice with a hip/foot injury. For the Vikings, Justin Jefferson guaranteed that he is playing with his quad injury. It didn't seem so bad, if I'm being honest with you, because I watched that game pretty close. So, it just seemed one of those, like, he kind of got hit in the quad and it was like, oh, I can't play. I can't put any weight on this right now, but as soon as it heals, I'll be fine. Aaron Jones limited in practice with a hip injury. Jordan Addison did not practice with an ankle injury and is probably not going to play. My question for this one does involve the Houston Texans, and it does have a bit to do with last week's game. Are Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs in trouble? So I'm going to ask first, where do you have them ranked, Walker?
I have Dell at 23, Diggs at 26.
Okay. So the fact that Dell just had four targets, one catch and -3 yards does not scare you.
I'm not scared off yet. I'm going to keep the faith in a guy who's clearly good at football and has a great quarterback. I tend to think they'll figure it out. If he has another dud, then I'll start to change my tune. But I still think it's too early in the season to write off a guy who was so good last season as a rookie.
Yeah, and Stephon Diggs, 6 targets each of the first two games, getting 37 and 39 yards respectively in week 2 and week 1. 2 touchdowns in week 1, and you said you have him ranked where?
26.
26. So a lot of faith in him in this one. Sounds like you really do not like the Vikings defense.
Well, not against Houston's pass offense, no.
Okay. Brian Flores, good defensive coordinator, bad head coach.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, love to hear an interview about your former player that says, my coach was a real asshole and not in a productive way. So good job, Brian Flores. And I'm talking about the Tua interview. So are we starting Cam Akers?
No.
Vikings got gashed by Jordan Mason last week, 20 carries, 100 yards.
Yeah, I'm not starting Cam Akers, no.
But Walker, have you considered he was good for five games in 2022?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Yeah. We're not starting Cam Akers. On the Texans, Dalton Schultz hasn't been as involved lately.
Yeah. I have him tight end 16. I'd rather not.
Yeah. I'd rather not too. This was kind of what we were worried about, where that all the passing was going to go through the wide receivers. Nico is a must start. CJ Stroud. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Sounds good. Top six.
Where do I have him? I have him at 7.
Ooh, so no to answer that question.
Yeah, nope.
All right, Mike's question. Does Sam Darnold finally turn back into a pumpkin?
Kinda. I'll say so.
Kinda? Does he turn back into Sam Darnold, into Panther Sam Darnold?
I think he's going to be more Panther Sam Darnold. I think he's just going to be kind of there in this game, I would expect. Maybe 200 passing yards, a touchdown and a pick, and like 15 rushing yards.
Yeah, I'd put him up closer, like maybe 230, just because of I really believe in what Kevin O'Connell squeezes out of these bad quarterbacks.
No, I believe in Kevin O'Connell. I mean, Darnold hasn't exactly been lighting up the passing yards.
Did you see the 97-yard touchdown?
Yeah, but I mean, is that repeatable? I don't think
it's etched in my soul, Walker. Is it repeatable? I repeat it every time I close my eyes.
Well, that sucks for you.
No, that was a crazy play. Like that was, I'm not saying it was a fluke play. I'm saying that was like a crazy, like once a season play.
Mostly Justin Jefferson's doing as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, good wide receivers can elevate just okay quarterbacks. As we're seeing with DJ Moore and Caleb Williams. Got him. Got him, Chicago Bears. I don't know how I developed this rivalry against the Bears. They mean nothing to me. I hope Waleed and Tony know that. The Bears mean nothing to me.
Yeah, you're just doing it.
I'm doing it as a bit. Right,
because it's a thing to do.
Yeah. What about the running backs in this game? Aaron Jones, we had Ty Chandler. Have a good game last week. Aaron Jones got benched, was injured. He did have that fumble. What are we thinking with the running backs this week in Minnesota?
I still think Jones is the starter. I would have him he's a lower end RB2. I have him at 20. Ty Chandler, if he's going to get 10 touches a game against, you know, in most games, he's not going to run for 9 yards a carry. I mean, he's going to be more in the 4 to 5 range. So I don't really see the ceiling there because he's not going to get a whole lot of goal line carries either. I don't see the ceiling. I have him at 43.
43. Yeah, I think it was a 1 week thing. I think Aaron Jones is still the back to roster there. Jalen Naylor.
No, I don't think so. I like Jalen Naylor. I think he can develop into a wide receiver 3 in the NFL, but I don't think he's going to be consistently fantasy relevant. No.
All right. Sounds good. I'm slowly morphing this into the Wednesday starter sit show. The now defunct Wednesday starter sit show. We all have the Texans winning this game, which is a smart bet. Houston Texans 3-0, huh? All right. Eagles and Saints. Eagles are 1-1. Saints are 2-0. New Orleans, 2.5 point home favorites, 49.5 point over under. AJ Brown not looking to play. He did not practice on Wednesday or Thursday. Taysom Hill with his chest injury returned to practice, and Marshawn Lattimore was practicing with his hamstring injury, and he is looking to be back this week. Walker, you want to know if Dallas Goedert is going to finish inside the top 12? I honestly have no idea what Dallas Goedert has done this year.
I believe he has 4 catches in both games.
His stats slide off my brain. I don't like nothing has registered. Let's see. Week 1, 4 for 31. Week 2, 3 for 38. He has 9 targets across the two games. No AJ Brown. You know, this defense I mean, how have the Saints done against tight ends? Saints are 20th against tight ends in fantasy points allowed, but they've played Jatavion Sanders and Luke Schoonmaker. Schoonmaker had a good game last week.
Yeah.
No AJ Brown. I'll say yes. Top 12 for Dallas Goedert, but there are a lot of guys I would rather start over him, like 11 or so of them.
Yeah, I have him at 11. So yeah. I'm going to also say yes, but barely.
Yeah, but like decisions people might make, like would you Likely or Goddard?
Probably Goddard.
Yeah, we'll get to Likely in a little bit. What else? Who? Freiermuth or Goddard?
Goddard.
Brock Bowers is way ahead of Goddard now. That's a decision people might have on their roster, but it's not a decision you should be making.
Brock Bowers every week starter.
Yeah, Brock Bowers is like if I had at this point Sam Laporta and Brock Bowers, I would be starting Brock Bowers over Sam Laporta.
I'd probably be starting both of them.
I don't know. I have a.
It would depend on what. It would depend on what the rest of my roster was looking like.
Yeah, that's true. If you're starting two tight ends and it's not a tight end premium league, things are not going well.
My dad is the master of that. He somehow figures it out every time.
He does it every time. I actually years ago petitioned my league to make a wide receiver tight end or wide receiver running back tight end flexes. We only had wide receiver running back. And then if you want to know how long ago this was, it was because I had Vernon Davis and Aaron Hernandez.
Nice.
And they were both like top eight guys. So let's see. I lost where we were. Okay.
So Devonta Smith
must start. Saquon Barkley must start. Jalen Hurts must start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it for the Eagles.
Yep. That's right.
All right. Mike wants to know if Derek Carr continues to go thermonuclear and finish inside the top 10.
I have him ranked 10th, so I'll say yes for this week. I don't really trust Philly's secondary that much, and their pass rush has been really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think Carr will be comfortable enough in the pocket to put up another good game.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be, 250 and 2-3.
Yeah, I could see 250 and 2 is 18 points. That's going to be top 10.
Yeah, so it's one of those games where I think that he just, like you said, he'll be comfortable in the pocket. He'll just hang out. He'll just,
He's going to have a normal-ass Derek Carr game, I feel like.
He's going to have, like, an 18-yard touchdown to Chris Olave. He's going to have, like, a 40-yard catch and run from Alvin Kamara and a bomb to Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, and then the other touchdown will be to, like, Juwan Johnson or something.
Yeah, something stupid. But the Eagles have allowed 240 yards and two touchdowns to both quarterbacks this season. Walker, I don't know if you saw my tweet last night. Can you name the two quarterbacks to go for 202 in both games this season?
Sam Darnold.
Uh-huh.
Is it Derek Carr?
And Derek Carr.
Okay.
So I'm penciling him in for 202. It's just called reading the tea leaves, baby. Alvin Kamara must start. You're not starting the tight end.
Alvin Kamara, my RB1 on the week.
Woo! I was looking back at my my ranks this week, which, by the way, I was kind of looking at it while doing other stuff at work. I almost scratched out a name on my cell phone with a marker. That's how it started. But I had him 9. I was like, damn, that was a good rank. Good job, Jeff.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
Yeah. No tight ends you're starting this week for the Saints. Not even Taysom Hill. They have not needed Taysom Hill bullshit. So it's like,
no, they're not need it right now.
They're not going to dip into that bag of tricks.
And the wide receivers, Chris Olave, you should start. Rashid Shaheed is a good wide receiver 3 play.
Yeah, Rashid Shaheed is, like I always talk about, your boom bust wide receiver 3. Like, that's what you want in your wide receiver 3 spot. Because if he doesn't do anything, he doesn't kill you.
Right.
Chris Olave, I think better days are coming, because the reason I didn't like Chris Olave is not coming to pass. They are, Derek Carr.
Offense is good, actually.
Yeah. Clint Kubiak has made this offense work. So the reasons I was scared of Chris Olave are not going to come to pass. We all have the Saints winning, which is a wild thing. Like, let's go back to like us in July and being like, Eagles Saints week 3, who do you got? And we're like, Eagles in a blowout.
Right. We probably would have been like, yeah, Eagles by 14.
Yeah. We're like, this is the game where this might be the game where Dennis Allen gets fired. All right. Speaking of games that are going to get people fired, Justin Fields, because he'll finally lose.
Oh, folks. I don't think he's going to lose.
Yeah, I know. I see it right here. Chargers 2-0.
Which means he will, because my picks are really bad.
Yeah. Walker, if you're trailing Walker, just do the opposite this season. Bad picks. Chargers 2-0, Steelers 2-0, Pittsburgh 1.5 point home favorites, 36 point over under. I will not be regarding this game this weekend. I do not care about this game at all.
No. I'll see the box score.
Yeah, I'll look at the box score. This is going to be one of those games that like does not it's there are going to be two times it shows up on Red Zone. Crazy George Pickens catch and a long J.K. Dobbins run. And that's the only time it shows up on Red Zone. Oh, and Joey Bosa like destroying Justin Fields for a turnover and then T.J. Watt doing the same to Justin Herbert.
I think it's going to be like 16-13 Steelers.
Yeah, it's going to be except it's going to be 16-13. Chargers.
You're a Jim Harbaugh homer.
Oh, dude. Do you know how much I love Jim Harbaugh? He is like of like NFL, like football personalities. He's probably my favorite.
Jim Harbaugh is so insane.
He's crazy. And you can't really
a true freak.
Yeah. You can't really appreciate him until he's your head coach. And you're just seeing everything every week with him. You're like, what are you doing? Like, how are you a real person?
Yeah. You're so weird, man.
All right. Injuries in this one. Justin Herbert limited in practice with an ankle injury, but he'll play. Josh Palmer did not practice with a calf elbow injury, which I always imagine the calf hit the elbow, and I'm trying to figure out how that happened, but that's probably not how it worked. Trending towards probably not playing. If he does play, he'll be limited. Russell Wilson is, quote, gaining ground with his calf injury ahead of week
sick,
three.
Man.
Yeah, cool, man. But Justin Fields is starting. Do we have any other backup quarterback injuries that we can talk about?
Is Kyle Allen hurt?
Yeah. Apparently he is. Let's start with Walker. You want to know if George Pickens will be in the top 24 this week?
That is my question. Would you like to answer it?
George Pickens top 24. Let's see. Let me look into my crystal ball. Steelers this season have
one touchdown.
Josh Reynolds has. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm looking what wide receivers have done against the Steelers. I want to look what the Chargers. Oh, Chargers are second worst against wide receivers. No, George Pickens is going to go 6 for 70. He'll be like wide receiver 25. Okay. No touchdown.
Have him at 34.
Oh, wow.
The over under is so low.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, this team did lock down Adam Thielen and Deontay Johnson last week. So,
I mean,
and they locked down Jacoby Myers and this guy. Who's this guy who got so many targets? Devante Adams?
Jesus Christ. I'm getting tired of the mispronouncing a name on purpose bit. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Then the bit is retired. All right. You know, running backs on the Steelers, Najee, Jalen Warren, they're like, you kind of just plug them in there, get your 8 points and move on.
Najee, RB 24, Jalen, RB 30 for me.
Yeah, you just kind of go, well,
Warren's right. Moving up slowly because he's getting more play, but
yeah, as he's healing, he's starting to look better too.
Yeah, probably like 60 yards and 3 catches total for Warren, no touchdown. And then Harris has like 70 yards and 2 catches and has a better chance of scoring. So
cool, man.
Sick.
Cool, man. Those are definitely running back stat lines.
Yeah.
Don't start Pat Freiermuth. Don't start Justin Fields. J.K. Dobbins, top 15. Absolutely. I'm not going to doubt the man. Not right now.
I don't think he's going to be top 15.
What do you have?
19.
Walker, J.K. Dobbins, top 19.
True.
Okay, good. I had to modify the question to get a little bit more agreement. Let's see. Steelers are third lowest in fantasy points allowed to running backs on the season in standard scoring. Let's switch this over to PPR. Bijan Robinson had 16.1. Javonte Williams had 11.5 last week. I would put J.K. Dobbins closer to the Javonte than the Bijan. So,
I mean, even if he's halfway in between, it's like 14 points. That sounds like about RB19 to me.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing in this game is rank the three running backs in this game.
Dobbins,
Najee, and Warren.
That order.
Dobbins, Najee, Warren. Okay. And is it a big gap between Dobbins and the other two?
Same size gap between Dobbins and Harris as the gap between Harris and Warren.
Got it. All right. I almost said Najee like 3 times and it was really throwing me off. All right. Are we going back to the Quentin Johnston well?
Nope.
I am, because I have to in a league. So
Oh, well, that's
good for me.
I don't know.
The Cooper Kupp heavy draft strategy is biting me in the ass, Walker.
I see that. Yeah. Yeah. It had to be something because you shouldn't be doing all that.
quick question. Who are you starting in Scott Fishbowl this week with no Kupp or Puka?
Okay. Let me take a look at that because I'm not really sure.
Right, while Walker's while Walker's looking that up, don't start Justin Herbert this week if you can help it. A real duty over under. Just not a lot going on there. While Walker's looking that up, Garrett Wilson is inside the 10. He's inside the 5, and he's tackled. This is a random play in the third quarter of the Jets Patriots game where Walker looks this up.
Nice. I mean, hey, good job for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have not only do I have the two Rams receivers out, but I also had Isaiah Pacheco.
Mm-hmm. That's bad, dude.
Yeah, it's really bad. Quarterbacks are Kyler and Geno, so that's fine.
That's fine.
Running back is Raheem Mostert right now, which he's going to play, but I don't think he's going to do that well.
Yeah, is that fine? Garrett Wilson scored a touchdown.
Wide receiver, Amon-Ra, tight end, Brock Bowers. And then
good.
The flexes are T. Higgins, which is fine. And then a bunch of shitty running backs. Alexander Mattison, Deontay Foreman, and Ezekiel Elliott, and Adam Thielen.
Damn.
Yep.
Remember when that team had Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua?
And Isaiah Pacheco? I sure do. I'm 2-2, at least.
Yeah, doing better than I am. I think I'm 1-3 right now.
Got his ass. I got him.
Woo! Got me. My ass. Got. Amon-Ra St. clowned my ass.
That's right.
Steelers, Chargers, we're done with this game. Nothing else to talk about. Mike and I have the Chargers winning. Walker loves Mike Tomlin. He loves everything about him.
I think he's a good football coach.
He loves Justin Fields.
I think Justin Fields is a quarterback.
That is 100% undoubtedly true. You know who else is a quarterback? Bo Nix, Broncos,
that's right.
Buccaneers. Broncos are 0-2. Buccaneers are 2-0. Buccos, 6.5-point home favorites, 40-point over under. Tampa Bay has no injuries. I'm sorry, the Broncos have no injuries listed. Tampa Bay has Rashad White limited with a groin strain. Looks like he's going to play. Vita Vea did not practice. Antoine Winfield Jr. did not practice. Too soon to see if they're going to be playing this week. Vita Vea did leave last week. I think Winfield did too.
Winfield was not playing at all last week.
They are busted up. But my question for this game is, quote, fucking Christ, I don't know, man.
I
got left the Broncos. They were literally the last square to be filled. Don't play anybody.
Yeah, I definitely no receivers, definitely no tight ends, definitely no quarterbacks. Javonte Williams is getting the most touches in the backfield. So because of the state of running back, you can throw him in your flex and probably survive, but it's not exciting at all. He's the only guy who's even playable, and it's a mid flex play.
It's not ideal. It's not what you're going for.
Yep. And that's it. And we can move right on to the Buccaneers.
All right. Mike's question. Will Chris Godwin continue to be inside the top 10?
Well, I have him at 11.
Walker hates Chris Godwin. No.
Denver pretty good against opposing receivers, but Godwin is getting so many targets, and he's really, really good out of the slot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, are they good against the opposing wide receivers, or do they have Patrick Surtain? Like, two different questions.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I have Godwin pretty significantly ahead of Evans this week. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's been better so far this season, but Godwin will see less of Surtain than Evans will.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because Surtain will play outside more often than in the nickel.
I don't know, but I have not looked into, because I thought they were running a lot of two wide receiver sets.
They've been running Jalen McMillan as the wide receiver 3 quite a bit.
Let me look up his slot snaps, because I might then suddenly be in agreement with you. Let me look up Chris Godwin's slot snaps real quick.
He's been playing out of the slot a lot.
Jets are still up 21-3, by the way, from 2 minutes ago, because this isn't loading. So I'm going to say he's played 125% of his snaps out of the slot. It's incredible. How does he do it, folks? He's running two snaps.
It's impossible. Slot snaps. We've never seen it before.
59% of his snaps out of the slot. So, yes, you are correct. Sertan will get Mike Evans more than Chris Godwin. So I think that Chris Godwin will be inside the top 10.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. All right. Baker Mayfield, has he moved to... Well, let me guess. He's 9 for you.
8.
8. Damn it. I was going to say 8, but I thought that was too high. Who's higher this week? Baker Mayfield or Derek Carr?
Mayfield.
Okay. Yeah, you said Carr was what?
10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Walker making decisions for my Scott Fishbowl team live on the air.
You're welcome.
Are we starting Rashad White, the Dookie man?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know how you can't. Like, is it just it's just the pass catching?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to catch some passes, and Denver isn't nearly as good against the run as, like, Detroit. So mm-hmm. his yards per carry should at least be in, like, the threes, which, I mean, if you're getting 50 or 60 total yards out of him with some catches, then he's got a pretty decent floor, at least. And there's a good chance he scores a touchdown, being that it's against Denver. He's a better play this week than he was last week, obviously. I have him RB25.
All right, so Bucky Irving, probably not ranked, just a stash guy still.
RB48.
Oh, wow.
Snuck in.
Snuck right in there. Much better at running the ball than Rashad White.
True.
Kate Otten, he's out there.
Uh-huh, and he's tight end 23 in my ranks. Don't do it.
He is out there. Jalen McMillan also out there. Not as much as Kate Otten. Kate Otten is on every single play.
Yep.
It is incredible.
Kate Otten. Every single play, and he will finish the season with, like, 45 targets.
But people would be like, look at that route percentage. Oh, my God.
Andrew Cooper is going to be nutting at that route percentage.
He is running out and turning around on 100% of plays, four yards downfield.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield is like, no, I'm good.
Baker Mayfield's like, I would rather throw to Rashad White.
Yeah, at least he can do something with it.
Yeah. Are you saying that... Kate Otten can't just fall down with the ball? That is doing something with it, Walker.
Is it?
It is. It's falling down.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk. Oh, God. Packers, Titans. Do we have to?
I don't like this one either.
Packers 1-1. Titans 0-2. Tennessee 2-point favorites. 38-point over under. Jordan Love might play. I don't think he plays.
No, he's not going to play.
Yeah, he's not going to play. Jaden Reed limited with a calf/shin injury and should play. Tyjae had an ankle injury. He was limited in practice, but he is going to play. Live update from Jets and Patriots. Jacoby Brissett looks like shit. All right. Walker, you want to know if Malik Willis is startable in Superflex?
I do want to know that. And my answer, no.
Yeah, no, I agree. Titans are actually a good defense.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. And they've been kind of the reason that Tennessee's been in both of the games they've been playing. Mm-hmm. It certainly hasn't been Will Levis, I'll tell you that.
No.
I don't think they're going to involve Willis enough in the offense. I think it's going to be the same thing as it was last week. They're going to ride Josh Jacobs as far as he'll go, and they're going to throw the ball about 15 times, and that's going to be it. You know, Malik Willis is going to throw for like 100 yards. You can't start that.
Yeah, they're going to throw the ball 10 times, 15 times. I cannot resist a chance to say that quote. They will, to quote Marshawn Lynch, run through a motherfucker's face.
That's right.
And to quote Marshawn Lynch, over and over and over, over and over and over. Yeah, that's going to be the game plan. We saw it last week. Are you starting any pass catchers in Green Bay? Because I would not if I could help it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to.
Yeah. Jaden Reed comes closest, I think.
For sure.
Yeah, Christian Watson got goose egg last week. Dontavian Wicks is not as good as people think. Same with Romeo Doubs. All right. Aaron Jones. No, not Aaron Jones. I did the same thing last week. God damn it. Josh Jacobs must start.
Yes.
Josh Jacobs must start. That's it for Green Bay. For Mike, he wants to know if Tony Pollard is a top 20 running back. Yes. I think so.
I mean, he's the 1A.
Yeah.
In the offense, and Spears is a little banged up right now.
Yeah.
This Green Bay defense is not particularly good. I think Pollard is, I mean, I have him at 15. I think he'll be a pretty darn good play this week.
Yeah, the only thing that was like keeping him from being that for me this season, like a top 20 guy, was the fact that I thought he was going to split with Tyjae Spears. And that is out. It went out the window, and then Tyjae Spears got hurt. So it's like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And Saquon went off against his team. Jonathan Taylor went off against his team. Granted, I'm not saying he is the same as those two, but if the Packers had slowed those two guys down, I would be worried. They did nothing to stop them.
Right. I think Pollard is, at this point in his career, he's an above average starting running back, and he has multiple skills. So he's a good bet to, even if he doesn't have the greatest game, he's a good bet to cobble together enough points to not kill you.
Yeah, he's sick, Walker, with multiple skillosis. Calvin Ridley, boom bust wide receiver 3.
I have him as a wide receiver 2 this week.
Okay, so you saw something you liked last week with that usage, I'm guessing, because he was, what, 6 for 77 in a touchdown and a rushing touchdown?
Yeah, I've liked the usage both of the first 2 weeks. He's clearly the number one option for Levis, and Levis will just chuck the ball down the field with no regard. So Ridley's going to have opportunities to put up big yards per catch numbers. He's looked good, and a lot of guys are injured, so I it's not a very good defense either. So I think a lot of things line up for Ridley to continue his good start.
Yeah, and I know his name's DeAndre Hopkins, so you will probably just bench him, but dude has not played.
Yeah, you can't play him.
Yeah, you can't play him. He has 3 targets in 2 weeks. They walked back his torn ACL. He's like, no, I'm sorry, I have a sprained ACL. That's the same, or MCL. He's like, that's the same thing, dude. A sprain is a tear. Sorry. It's just not fully torn.
Yeah, it's not. No, he's not going to do much of anything pretty much all season, I would say.
I think if they let him rest, like give him like a small IR stint, he might come back in the second half of the season and be something, but I'm not bullish on it. Like it's not great. Neither is Will Levis. All right. That's the Packers Titans. Walker, you have the Titans winning this game.
Yeah.
Wow. I have Green Bay. Mike has Green Bay, which means of course it will be Tennessee.
Green Bay.
Walker trusting their own picks. All right. Panthers 0-2, Raiders 1-1, Vegas 5-point favorites, 40-point over under. Bryce Young is benched. Max Crosby was limited with an ankle injury. It will not stop him. He will rip his ankle out to play.
Yep, that's right. He is one of the most insane people in the world.
Yeah. Walker's question was free space team, and I'm raising Walker. Free space game. Devontae Adams. Brock Bowers.
Yes and yes.
Don't start Zamir White.
No, don't start. If you can help it, don't start any Raiders running back.
Yeah. And if you can help it, don't start a Panther.
Gardner Minshew, decent super flex option this week. Desperation streamer.
Gardner Minshew, very cheap on DraftKings.
There you go. I have Chuba. He's a mid-tier RB3. You probably would rather not do that. Deontay Johnson, mid-tier wide receiver 3. So he's playable. I wouldn't expect a ton, but Andy Dalton makes him viable, I would say.
And I'm watching this game very closely to make sure that that's true.
And then Adam Thielen, whatever. I mean, again, that's just deep league desperation.
Walker, have you considered that Andy Dalton and Adam Thielen have been sitting around talking about the 90s because they're both old? So maybe they'll have a connection.
Hey, it's possible. You never
Anything could happen. That's a reference to the 90s.
Two straight 100 catch seasons loading for Adam Thielen.
All right, that's it for this game. We all have Vegas winning. Dolphins, Seahawks, next game up. Dolphins 1-1, Seahawks 2-0. Seahawks 4.5-point home favorites, 41.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one, most impactful other than the Tua concussion, which we knew he wasn't going to play. He has no predetermined guideline to return. Kenneth Walker, sidelined with an oblique injury. He did not practice. It's looking like he's not going to play again. Raheem Mostert limited with a chest injury. Walker Scott Fishbowl team is praying that he plays. Jeff Wilson Jr. was limited with an oblique injury. And what did I say all season long? Teron Armstead did not practice with a shoulder injury. I would say we'd just be saying that as soon as he got hurt all season long. My question was with Skyler, and this is one that I don't know if we can really answer because it's like classic what this question is supposed to be, something we're looking for. Does Skyler Thompson mean more Janu? We saw Jonnu Smith get 7 targets, 6 catches, 53 yards last week, mostly with Skylar Thompson. And so I'm keeping an eye on that for tight end streaming purposes.
Yeah, I don't think it's been proven out enough that you can start Jonnu Smith this week. But yeah, definitely something to keep your eye on if you're streaming tight end this year. If he continues to be the preferred short area dump off target for Thompson, then he could graduate into that consistent streamer range.
Yeah, and if he has the opportunity, bad quarterback, okay tight end, lots of targets. I've seen that against the Seahawks. I've seen that story before. It was called 8 for 109 for Hunter Henry last week. So if they do throw to him, like DFS dart throw, I would say is what Jonnu Smith tops off at this week.
That could be.
That could be Orion's kind of shitty tight end of the week.
Mid-tier kind of shitty tight end of the week.
Of the week.
All right. Probably will be, if we're being completely honest here. I can already hear him in my brain going, Jonnu Smith this week, guys. So, all right. And then elsewhere on the Dolphins, I think we need to talk about Devon Achane must start.
Yep.
I think we need to talk about Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. You did say you have them dropped in your ranks. Where do you have them this week?
Tyreek Hill, 16.
Okay.
Jalen Waddle, 38.
So Tyreek Hill, still a start. Jalen Waddle, this is what I was afraid of.
Yeah, I don't think you can trust Waddle with such a bad quarterback. I mean, Skylar Thompson's immediately, I would say, the worst starting quarterback in the league, especially with Young being benched. I don't really think it's all that close. Bo Nix is bad, but he can at least run a little. Skylar Thompson can't do anything. So, yeah, I it's not going to be good. The Dolphins said they were going to sign a quarterback at some point in the near future. I don't know what's going on with that, but if they want to have any sort of chance to still sneak into a wild card, they need to figure out an option that is not him.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, the easy answer is Ryan Tannehill, but I think they destroyed that. The front office, like, must have destroyed that relationship with Tannehill.
Because
he was so bad in Miami, and he just got shipped off to Tennessee.
Not that bad in Miami, honestly. He was fine.
Well, let me put it this way. The team was not successful with him.
No.
Yeah, that's the results on the field were not great with him in Miami, and then he gets shipped off to Tennessee, and things went well for him there. So
for sure.
I was imprecise with my language. If Raheem Mostert plays, sorry, Walker, I don't think he's getting a bunch. And my finger's hovering over the drop button for Jalen Wright. It's hovering.
Yeah. Raheem Mostert, I have at RB31, so it's not like I'm expecting a ton from him either.
Fingers crossed for a touchdown. All right. Mike wants to know if JSN will be top 24 this week for the Seahawks.
Funny, because I have him at wide receiver 25.
Ooh, so Walker says no. Last week was the JSN breakout game for that one. For
16 targets, was it?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now because I accidentally closed it. 16 targets, 12 catches, 117 yards. On the same day that Shane Waldron pooped his pants because of the interview that I forgot happened, where the Chicago Bears, like, he was at some event and the Chicago Bears reporter was like, hey, what can you tell us about Shane Waldron? And he was just like stone faced. And he was like, good luck. So, I think that JSN top 30 guy, I'm not quite ready to put him in the top 24, but we saw a lot from him last week. He's still the wide receiver 2 on this team, though. That's the thing. It's still DK Metcalf's team.
Yep. Yep, Metcalf is still the wide receiver 1, but I haven't seen Tyler Lockett get anything close to 16 targets in a very long time. So no. I think week 1 might have been a mirage. I'm thinking that JSN actually has taken over as the wide receiver 2. I know it's 1 week Lockett, 1 week JSN, and I think JSN will have down weeks, but he's going to be the guy who's more consistently getting those high target games.
Mm-hmm. JSN turned Tyler Lockett into Ricardo Lockett. Am I right, folks?
Ooh, that's a name. Chris Matthews.
It was just fun when they were both on the team at the same time. I was like, hey, Lockett.
Yeah.
That was fun. If Kenneth Walker plays, you're playing him. What about Zach Charbonnet?
I mean, if Kenneth Walker plays, then you're certainly not playing Zach Charbonnet.
No, no, no. I'm saying if he if he doesn't play, what about Zach Charbonnet? Sorry.
You're probably playing him, be honest with you.
It's been bad against running backs this season.
Yeah, I would probably put Charbonnet as like a mid-tier to low-end RB2.
Okay. Yeah, I would start him against a team that's given up four touchdowns already to running backs. Who gave up a good running average to Tank Bigsby in week one.
They did do that, and Tank Bigsby sucks.
He's bad, but you know who else sucks? Zach Charbonnet, so it's the perfect one-to-one.
Yeah, I actually just replaced Kenneth Walker in my rankings, predicting him not to play now.
Okay.
So Zach Charbonnet, RB18.
Okay, so Zach, between who?
David Montgomery and J.K. Dobbins.
Okay, so right in that, hey, let's see what happens range.
Yeah, solid RB2, and that's it.
Roll them dice. All right, we all have the Seahawks winning this one. All right, this one, next one, game of the week, in my opinion. Fantasy game of the week. Lions-Cardinals, both teams 1-1, both teams playing. They're going to be playing their damn hearts out. Detroit, 4.5-point favorites, 51.5-point over-under. Alex Anzalone did not practice with a concussion, probably not going to play this week. Amon-Ra St. Brown, full participant with a quad injury. He's a psycho. He will be playing. If you watched receiver, he's like, yeah, my muscle is disconnected from the bone, and I will be playing this week, so don't worry. The Cardinals, no injuries. You want to know, Sam Laporta, top 12. I think you have to.
I mean, yeah, I have him ranked there, but do you think he gets into the top 12 this week?
I think he scores a touchdown, which will make him in the top 12 this week. I know the Cardinals are not quite as bad as they have been against tight ends. He's not nearly as bad. So also, somebody is down in this game after sacking Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if it's Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-oh. I hope it is.
Uh-oh.
I hope it is, folks.
The Jets are kneeling around whoever this player is. So I do believe it is Aaron Rodgers. Which,
let's call.
I traded for Aaron Rodgers in Tesha Palooza today. So if he gets hurt in the first fucking game, I'm going to be so mad. Ugh. All right.
Morgan Moses.
Oh, it's Morgan Moses. Okay. Screw it. Screw Morgan Moses. Who cares? All right. I hope Morgan Moses is okay. More so than I would hope Aaron Rodgers is okay, if we're being honest.
Apparently, it's a broken leg.
Yeesh. Okay. Elsewhere on the Lions, Sun Gods must start. Jahmyr Gibbs must start. David Montgomery, you said what? You have him 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, 17. So probably starting him unless you have two really good running backs. That's it for this team. Oh, J-Mo. J-Mo must start, correct?
Yeah. I have him. Where do I have him? 18. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, must start.
You J-Mo. Are playing him.
Coming on strong, as the kids say. I don't know what kids are saying that. All right. For the Cardinals, I want to know what a normal Marvin Harrison Jr. game looks like. And is he capable of having one? We saw a quote unquote normal game from Malik Nabers in week one. Like that was a good game. But then we had a disaster in week one for Marvin Harrison Jr. And then we had one of the craziest quarters of football that you've ever seen in week two for Marvin Harrison. So when he's not getting missed by Kyler Murray, just not looking his direction like in week one, and when he's not making some of the craziest catches you'll ever see like in week two, I want to know like what a normal Marvin Harrison Jr. game looks like, where it's competitive throughout the game, where they're throwing the ball a lot. It's not just like airing it out to him. I want to see like how he gets used. That's like actually like not like, oh, this is backdooring it into a question for Marvin Harrison, because you're starting him. Where you drafted him, his performance last week, there's not a fantasy team in the universe that is benching Marvin Harrison Jr. this week, especially with all the injuries at wide receiver. But I really want to know, like, what does a normal Marvin Harrison game look like? That's all I want to know.
I think it's a fair question. I mean, it's not really – we haven't seen one. I mean, it was – obviously week one was a huge negative outlier. Week two was just an outlier in general. The first quarter was incredible, and then nothing happened the rest of the game because they were ahead by so much. I think if I had to guess, he will set a new career high in catches in this game.
Yeah.
With more than four.
Yeah, because he's going to get like six.
but he will not get to 130 yards again.
No, and that's kind of what I want to see, because I want to see how they use him in a normal game that is competitive throughout. Like, what's his route usage? Like, what does it all look like? Because
And I think it'll probably end up being like 5 for 70.
Yeah, which is all right. You know, that's kind of, Malik Nabers was like 6 for 77 week one. So that's like what I called a normal game. And I just want to see what that looks like. James Conner, just perpetually running back 21.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good matchup, so I have him at 22. if it was a better matchup, he'd be in like the somewhere
15, be at 20.
15 to 18 range. Yeah. But he's the only guy who really gets consistent touches out of the backfield. Plus, he catches passes here and there, so he's never going to be below 24. And I mean, this is probably about as low as he'll be this season unless he gets hurt.
Yeah, the usage, the touchdown opportunity, you know, it's there. Kyler Murray, starter for you.
Trey McBride, starter.
That's it. We saw Greg Dortch come and go. Greg Dortch, we hardly knew ye.
I have, Jared Goff's the only other guy to really talk about, I guess. Yeah. I have him at 12. Jahmyr Gibbs is obviously a must-start. Amon Ra's a must-start, so there you go.
Yeah, there we go. That's the game. We all have Detroit winning this one. Ravens, Cowboys. Can a meteor just hit this stadium, please? Ravens 0-2, Cowboys 1-1. Baltimore, 1-point favorites. 48.5-point over-under. Kyle Van Noy, who I typed Kyle Van Now, has a eye and groin injury. Buddy, what were you getting up to? He did not practice this week.
He's on r/self-suck.
Kyle Hamilton debating if that's going to be the episode, aka r/self-suck. Kyle Hamilton did not practice with a back injury. CeeDee Lamb limited in practice with an ankle injury. Everybody was shitting bricks about it. I don't care. He will play. Jake Ferguson was limited and they expect him back. And Trayvon Diggs did not practice with a foot injury. I want to know, kind of like the Marvin Harrison Jr. thing, I want to know if this is a bounce back game for Isaiah Likely, or was it just fool's gold? Like, was week one just playing the Chiefs?
I think it's somewhere in between those. I think Likely is still a talented player. I think he's still going to be on the field quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't really care for Dallas's defense much. So I have Likely at tight end 12. I think he's a high level streamer. You know, I don't think there's 12 weekly tight end ones every week, really.
No, there's not.
I think there's 9 or 10 right now. So, you know, once you get past like Evan Engram, Hunter Henry, you're looking at speculative options, and he's got one of the highest ceilings of any speculative options. So I think if you're streaming, he's one of the best options you've got.
Yeah. And it's not like a projective ceiling. Like, we saw it.
Yeah. He can go off. Like, yeah, he's really talented.
We just saw it. And then Cowboys, one of those teams that's kind of in the middle of the tight end ranks just because they haven't played a normal game yet. They had David Njoku week one, which they blew them out, and Deshaun Watson is a bad football player. And then last week they got destroyed, and Taysom Hill led the way in tight end to fantasy points. So, cool, man. So we'll see how that goes. Zay Flowers, you have to start against my best wishes, because he's been upgraded from Browns Jarvis Landry to Dolphins Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Pretty fair.
Pretty gross. Yeah. What if Browns Jarvis Landry was athletic?
Yeah. And be Miami Jarvis Landry.
it's not quite that though. I don't know. It's weird. His usage is weird, but he's going to keep voluming his way into wide receiver 2 stats.
Yeah. So you're going to play him. It's going to be one of those like, you're going to get excited because he's going to get involved a lot, but he's not going to do anything.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, Zay Flowers has 6 targets in the first half. Let me look at his stats. 4 for 31.
Cool, man.
Sick. I love getting 14 points. My wife.
Yeah, sorry, I lost you for a second there. So I'm going to say, ha, 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 good point, Walker.
Thank you.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. You froze out on me. So, let's see. Derrick Henry, you're starting. Lamar Jackson, you're starting. That's it for the Ravens. Justice Hill.
Oh, and Mark
I don't
Andrews.
Think he's going to matter. Oh, Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, you're starting. Justice Hill, I don't think this is going to be a game script where he matters. Walker, Seinfeld voice. What's the deal with these tight ends?
Yeah, where do they keep finding these clones? I mean, yeah,
they're all the same guy.
Jake Fergus, yeah, Dalton Schultz comes in. It was supposed to be Blake Jarwin. He gets hurt. Dalton Schultz comes in, plays well. He signs in Houston. They bring up Jake Ferguson. He plays the same role exactly as well. Jake Ferguson gets hurt. They put Luke Schoonmaker in there, and somehow he does the same thing. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand how they keep finding these guys, but they're all the same person, apparently. That's not quite true. Jake Ferguson has more athletic upside than Luke Schoonmaker does, and Schoonmaker's probably a little bit better blocker. But, yeah, I thought it was funny that yet another big white Cowboys tight end went down and the backup just did the same thing. He was fine.
Yeah, well, they're in Texas, so they just go out back behind Jerry World. They're like, see,
that's the thing is they're not even doing that. Like, yeah,
they dropped Jake these guys ahead of time.
Right, they've got Dalton Schultz was from, I guess Blake Jarwin is from Oklahoma State, so that one was fair, but he never even got a chance because he got hurt. Dalton Schultz is from Stanford, I think. And then Schoonmaker's from Michigan. And Ferguson's from Wisconsin. So they got big Ten boys in there.
Yeah. And Schultz was Stanford. Yeah. So, it's not even just going out in their backyard and finding guys. It's just going up. They're just going up north.
They're going up north and finding these farm boys.
Yeah, it's incredible. And that's all there is to talk about on the Cowboys. Because you're starting Dak, starting CeeDee Lamb. Zeke Elliott is like a touchdown or bust running back three.
Yep.
Walker nodding the head. That's it.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks if you're desperate, but I hope you're not that desperate.
I hope you're not that desperate, too. So let's go on to the next game.
We all have Baltimore winning.
We all have Baltimore winning because we all hate the Cowboys.
That's right.
Also, they're not as good as the Ravens. Not as good as the Ravens. And the Ravens are not going to go 0-3. Like, sorry, that's not going to happen. Niners, Rams. Niners 1-1. Rams 0-2. Niners 4.5-point favorites. 44.5-point over-under. Nobody's playing. Nobody's playing in this game.
Yeah.
You have somebody in this game, they're not playing. Debo did not practice with a calf injury. He's not going to play this week. George Kittle popped up with a hamstring injury. He's going to play this week. Cooper Kupp is out. Christian McCaffrey, Puka Nacua are on IR. Kobe Durant didn't practice with a toe injury. Every single member of the offensive line for the Rams is hurt. Talanoa Hufanga is going to be back for the Niners, so there's that. My question is, will Juwan Jennings get a big enough role to be relevant as long as Debo Samuel's out? Because he got scooped up in like all my deep fantasy leagues, all my ball nowhere leagues. He got scooped up because he does have a role in this offense, but it might change. He's a very competent but low ceiling NFL wide receiver, but I'm curious how they use him with this offense greatly hampered without Debo or Christian McCaffrey. Wow. Walker, you'll never guess who just had an amazing catch in this game.
Was it Garrett Wilson?
No.
Better. Was it Mike Williams?
It was.
Nice. Was that his first catch?
No, he had a catch on the first drive. I was nice. Like, here we go. And then he's had like three catches all game.
All right. Well. But anyway, I think Juwan Jennings, I think he's a wide receiver 3/4 type guy because there's just not a whole lot of upside.
No. I mean,
probably not a guy who's going to score multiple touchdowns. He even with guys injured, I don't know how much his role changes. You know, he's a high floor, low ceiling player. That's you know what to expect. I mean, he's even a good Juwan Jennings game in this one is going to be like 6 for 60.
You are hoping for a touchdown from Juwan Jennings, and outside of the Super Bowl, I cannot remember the last time he scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, I have him at 36.
Like, yeah, so
you can flex him, but I mean, that's below Amari Cooper. And you know how much I've been out on Amari Cooper.
Yeah,
you know, Amari Cooper. These last couple weeks. So Amari Cooper, correct. Yeah, Sure, is my verdict. In deep leagues, yeah, that's fine. In shallower leagues, I would recommend you don't do that.
Alrighty. Where do you have Brock Purdy this week?
14.
That's what I was going to guess. That's fair. I would not be starting Brock Purdy this week. I would not be starting Matthew Stafford this week on the other side of the ball. There are a lot of other options out there.
I agree.
Yeah. You're starting Ayuk. You're starting Kittle if he plays. You're starting Jordan Mason. And that's it for the Niners. Let's talk about the Rams. Wide receiver room, Walker. We're talking Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. Who's leading this? Who is the alpha in this room?
Currently vacant.
Oh, we're talking Jordan Whittington, yeah. Tyler Johnson. I forgot the DeMarcus Robinson. Who is the alpha in this room?
Yeah, I have Tyler Johnson ranked 50th. So he's the last guy.
Yeah.
And DeMarcus Robinson, I have at 31. I mean, I think he will be the main target. There's a good chance he gets double-digit targets in this game. But the problem is that he's going to be going up against a really good corner in Traverius Ward. And so he'll probably end up with, like, 6 for 56 on 11 targets. Whoop-de-doo, that's fine.
Yeah, I would say that if, like, you're desperate, like, just knowing what just happened, oh, my God, Mike Williams almost had a touchdown. If you watched last week, who can beat these slow 49er safeties? And that would be Tyler Johnson or Tutu Atwell, but that's, like, DFS, like, punt play.
Yeah, we're going to have Tyler Johnson 3 for 51. We're going to have Tutu Atwell 2 for 49. And we're going to have DeMarcus Robinson 6 for 53.
Yeah, Tyler Johnson, 2 for 51, long of 54, and then he gets two blown-up screen passes.
so here's the sandwich. DeMarcus Robinson is right in between Deontay Johnson and Khalil Shakir. So that gives you a window into whatever you're looking at there.
Well, I do not want to eat that sandwich.
No?
No.
What about 29 Xavier Worthy?
I don't want to eat that sandwich either.
Okay, what about 28 T. Higgins?
He's hurt.
Yeah, but he's going
to trying to give me an injured sandwich?
An injured sandwich?
I mean, that's just the state of wide receivers right
now. I know.
You have to start guys you don't want to start.
How about 27, Rashid Shaheed?
Yes!
That one? Okay.
There we go. Let's go, baby. Rashid Shaheed. Like it. It's totally sustainable that he catches like a 50-yard bomb every week.
I mean, for now, why not? You ride the wave.
Ride the wave, baby. You're starting Kyren. Colby Parkinson?
No.
Colby?
I don't think so.
Not
against Fred Warner.
Oh, come on. He's only, like, maybe the best linebacker in the NFL?
I would say he is, yeah.
Okay. I'm always very
I think bearish. Roquan is a close second.
I'm always very bearish to say that because of...
He's on your team.
Yeah, he's on my team. So I'm always like, he's the best. And people are like, no, he's not. But I'm like, but he's wearing the colors of my favorite football team.
Right. I mean, that's like me saying, I mean, I say Penei Sewell is the best offensive lineman in the league. Do I know that to be true? No, but he's certainly one of them. And he also plays for my team.
He is top five at worst. And he is wearing the colors of the team you like. He is the best tight or lineman in the NFL.
If he played tight end, he'd be the best at that, too.
Hey, he caught a pass.
That's right. He looked pretty damn good at it, too.
He's the best lineman not named Trent Williams.
Trent Williams, too old. Give me the young man.
Trent Williams will flatten you. He will pancake you.
Yeah, me? Yes. Yes, absolutely. He would pancake me.
But yes, I think back to the point. I think we both recommend if you have to start one of these guys, DeMarcus Robinson is your best bet. He's going to get all the targets.
Yep, I agree.
And then Kyren, you're going to start him. And... good luck to you. Whatever happens, happens. Matthew Stafford, don't start him. My Matthew Stafford thesis got blown up in week one.
Yeah. When they were all healthy, he was top 10 quarterback. Oops. Yeah.
Oops. Now one of them is
half healthy. Of them are dead.
Yeah. So good job, guys. All right. We all have the Niners winning this game. Let's talk Chiefs, Falcons. Chiefs 2-0. Falcons 1-1. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites. 46.5-point over-under. When I was making the show, Doc, I put this as a 125 game because I could not believe that this was Sunday Night Football. My brain would not allow me to accept that.
It has the Chiefs. And then we get to watch the Falcons again.
Again. That's what I'm like, again?
Already?
Isaiah Pacheco out 6 to 8 weeks with ankle surgery. A little bit more bullish on his recovery than earlier in the week when we had the Andy Reid quote where he's like, maybe it's this year, maybe it's next year. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. He'll probably play football again. Who knows? We're going to cut to Kyle Shanahan saying, maybe we'll all be dead this week. Who knows?
Right. Exactly.
Tyler Allgeier has a hip injury. He's a full participant. You got to have a real nasty roster situation to start Tyler Allgeier. Walker, you want to know Xavier Worthy top 36. I think you have him inside the top 36, maybe 28.
Wrong. 29.
Oh, shit. 28 was Shaheed.
Not listening.
T. Higgins.
There you go. There we go. So I think you fire up your Xavier Worthy with a lot of wide receivers hurt. You might as well take the upside swing, I think.
Yeah. It's there's going to be like we didn't spend an extended period of time discussing Juwan Jennings and DeMarcus Robinson for our health. It's right. Real nasty out there for wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's
wide receiver three. I mean, a lot of leagues start three wide receivers. Wide receiver threes are bad right now.
Yeah. And it's not because of like them being bad. It's all the good wide receivers are hurt.
A lot of quarterback is hurt. A lot of injuries,
and
then defenses are playing well right now. I mean, it's how it's going.
Yeah, so it's the guys above them are bad. So bad guys are getting pulled up. A real nasty situation. And Xavier Worthy scored 2 touchdowns on 3 touches in week one. There is not a guy this deep that has that upside except for him.
Right. He can pop off like nobody else down here.
Yeah. So you're starting him. Are we starting Travis Kelce this week?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce or Brock Bowers?
Bowers.
Travis Kelce or Evan Ingram, if he plays?
Kelce.
Travis Kelce or... Well, where do you have Travis Kelce ranked?
4.
4. Okay. So everybody but, let's see, you have Kittle, McBride, and Andrews above him?
Bowers, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bowers. Sorry. My brain won't accept Brock Bowers as a thing already. It just cuts back to that picture of him next to Gronk. I'm like, why is he so small and his arms are so long?
That's how you knew he was going to be good, because he's built like a freak.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you look at him, you're like, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah, exactly. All the best NFL players that aren't like the most elite athletes ever or the like, you know, most in shape person you've ever seen are like troglodyte looking motherfuckers who have no hair and freakishly long arms.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, Brock Bowers, just shave it off, dude. Just call.
Yeah, guy, get rid of it, man. It is gone.
It's not getting any better. Just
no chance. You got no chance.
Two folks with luxurious hair. Like, I'm sorry. I feel good about my hair for 38. Brock Bowers, you should not feel good about your hair. Let it go, my guy. Let it go.
It's bad. Really rough stuff.
It's not good. So back to the Chiefs. Rashee Rice must start. Don't start Carson Steele. Please don't do that.
No.
Please don't do that. Like,
please at least make him prove that he can do something before you play him.
There are so many people on I'm going to do fantasy Twitter chat right now who are pushing back against that thought, which is an insane thing to do for Carson Steele of all
players. I swear they're just remembering 6 years ago when they played Kareem Hunt week one. And he went off for 40 points, and they're like fantasizing that they're going to be able to pick up Carson Steele and get 40 points out of him. Carson Steele's not good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he had 5.1 yards per attempt in college. Yeah, he ran straight ahead.
He played 3 years in college. As a sophomore at Ball State, he averaged 4.6 yards a carry MAC.
Cool, dude. That's bad.
It's not good.
That's bad.
And it wasn't like a historically bad. He wasn't playing on historically bad passing offenses like Isaiah Pacheco was in college.
Yeah. It's just he just runs straight ahead. That's what he does. Cool. Carson Steele. That's awesome.
He's right. He's just more athletic and can catch a few passes. And so people are like, oh, well, he's got, you know, some nuance to his game. It's like, well, sure, but that doesn't make him good. He can just do a little bit more than your typical like. Practice squad lout.
I think that might be the episode title instead of our self suck. I don't remember who posted it today, but so they won't get blown up, but this is the last part of fantasy Twitter chat. They were like, oh, Carson Steele's listed as a fullback. Are you telling me that Taysom Hill was a quarterback last year? I guess that's settled then. I guess Taysom Hill was a quarterback last year. It's like, Damn, dude, you are down bad. You are down bad if you are picking fights
why are
about
you
Carson
still
Steele.
Why are you still caring about that?
Yeah. Alrighty. Let's see. That's it for the Chiefs. Falcons. Week one, Isaiah Likely, all the way off. Week two, Mike Gesicki, all the way off against the Chiefs. Week three, Kyle Pitts, you better fucking do this, dude. I'm sorry.
I have him at seven. You're playing him.
Yeah, you better. Kyle Pitts, you better do this. You have a team's tight end too. You have a team who is left, or a tight end who is left for dead, who is on his third team, go off. If Kyle Pitts does not go off, that's it. Just cut the cord. He's let somebody else jump on that grenade. Because if he doesn't go off in this game, he's not going to this season. Period. It's just not going to happen for him. So true. I had to get that off my chest. We're starting Bijan Robinson.
We are doing that. That's true.
Drake London?
I think you have to start him this week, yeah.
The thesis for starting Drake London was on that touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the main red zone target.
Yeah.
He's big, strong, good route runner. So
I forget who was on him, but he shook him out of his shoes on that touchdown.
Darius Slay.
Darius Slay, yeah. He left him in the dust.
Yep.
To the point where Darius Slay went up to him after the game was like, damn, dude.
You got my ass.
Yeah.
No, London is... He's not fast. He's just, I don't know, he's quicker than a big receiver that doesn't have that top end speed usually is. So he's able to get, he gets in and out of his breaks really fast. And you don't expect a dude built like that to do it that way. Body control very good. And so he's going to quickly, gain the trust of Cousins. As Cousins continues to play better, London will continue to put up better stats. And Kansas City hasn't looked that great on defense this year so far. So I think London is a guy you're playing for sure.
My only worry is they have been doing to get around the loss of LeJarius Sneed, they have been doing a lot of bracketing of the top option. They did it with Chase last week. They did it with Mark Andrews in week one. Mm-hmm. And so, Cousins, he went to Mooney a lot last week. So he does have other options, Kyle Pitts as well. So that's my only fear. But also,
Drake Jennings. London in the second round. Come on, yeah. Man. You got to play him.
If you go out there and big brain yourself into starting Tyler Johnson or,
even
like
a guy
Tyler,
I like this, Khalil Shakir, come on.
What are you doing? Yeah, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? It's week three. Stop it.
If you want to start JSN over Drake London, fine. I'm not going to get pissed off, but... Yeah, if you're starting even a guy like Deontay Johnson, if you're starting him over Drake London, you get problems.
Yeah. Start looking into fantasy baseball, dude.
You're far too
Shohei Ohtani had 10 RBI today. Look into that instead.
Way too far into the mind palace, buddy.
Yeah. By the way, we just need to briefly talk about Shohei Ohtani, 50-50 club. Holy shit.
Six for six. 17 total bases, 3 home runs, 10 RBI.
Holy shit, dude. Greatest baseball player of all time.
Correct.
100%. Get the fuck out of here with your Babe Ruth shit.
Only one that comes close, Willie Mays.
Because he was a better defender than Barry Bonds.
Yep.
So, all right. I will take it. They're both Giants. It is hard to argue.
I knew I wouldn't get much argument from Jeff on that one.
My brain broke for a second because I was like, Barry Bonds, and you were like, Willie Mays. I was like, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, by the way, Giants eliminated from the postseason today.
Now they need to eliminate Farhan Zaidi from their front office. Get him out of there.
We've compromised Farhan Zaidi for a minute.
All right, let's talk Monday night. Kirk Cousins. What is he 15? Brock Purdy range?
13. I have him.
13. Okay, so just ahead of Brock Purdy. Makes sense. He has more healthy options. Alrighty, let's talk about the first Monday night football game. I hate this. I hate two Monday night football games.
I know you do.
I hate it so much. It's like that meme of SpongeBob reading the two books. Because it's like when there's multiple games on, I can kind of pay partial attention to all of them. But with this, I feel like I have to pay 100% attention to both games. Jags 0-2 go to Buffalo to play the Bills, who are 2-0. Buffalo, 5-point favorites, 45.5-point over-under. Tank Bigsby, limited with the shoulder injury, but good to go. Which is really good, because it looked like he got shot by a sniper on that play. Got blown all the way up on that kick return. Evan Ingram will not play. Didn't practice this week with a hamstring injury. For the Bills, Terrell Bernard out with a pec injury. The only update was like they're not sure if he's going on IR, which doesn't make sense. Like it's at least 4 weeks. Put him on IR now. Figure it out later. Mike wants to know if Will Lawrence, I think that's Trevor's brother, Will Lawrence be a more than a super flex option? No, I mean no. Maybe.
I don't think so.
The Bills' pass defense is like everybody's hurt, but somehow they're okay.
They're fine. Like it doesn't. Yeah, they always cobble it together on the back end. I don't know. Yeah. McDermott's really good at that.
Well, that and rousing speeches about like, you know, Al Qaeda, ISIS, you know, stuff like that.
Various terrorists. Various
terrorist groups. a big speech this week about the Terrorgram Collective coming from Sean McDermott, which I don't know if you've heard of the Terrorgram Collective, Walker. Definitely look it up.
No, I don't know what that is.
Look it up. It is insane. And it is crazy that I heard about it on the QAnon Anonymous podcast. And weird little guys and not actual news. It is an international neo-Nazi terrorist cell that is operating outside of the United States.
Mm.
Is that good?
No.
One of them lived about 20 miles from me. Is that good?
Leaders of transnational terrorist group charged with soliciting hate crimes, soliciting the murder of federal officials, and conspiring to provide material support to terrorists.
Correct.
Hmm. Of course they were from Northern California and Idaho.
Elk Grove, baby. Let's go. Elk Grove. I wonder if this woman, this Terrorgram collective lady, will replace Brie Larson as the pride and joy of Elk Grove, California. All right, back to football. I don't think Trevor Lawrence will be more than a super flex option. We talked about it a lot on Tuesday. This team is just bad right now. They're just like, I'm not sure what they're doing. They're stuck in mud. Christian Kirk isn't doing anything. Brian Thomas is catching one long pass a game. Gabe Davis leads the team in targets.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't want to start a Jag not named Travis Etienne.
And I think that's totally fair.
All right. Let's talk about the Bills. Khalil Shakir.
You can. I mean, I do have him top 36 to answer my question this week, but again, it's mostly due to the matchup's pretty good. He's gotten the most targets of anybody in the receiver room. He's a pretty solid player. It's a fine play, but he's a wide receiver three.
Yeah, these offenses are kind of mirrored. It's like good running back, good quarterback, better quarterback in Buffalo.
Of course.
And just a wide receiver room that you just kind of
mid off otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like somebody just kind of took a wide receiver room and just kind of like smeared it around.
Yeah. We got the slot guy. We got the big guy. We got the blocker.
Yeah.
We got the little gadget guy. And that's all we need, right?
Yeah, that's all we need. What about Dalton Kincaid?
I don't think so. Dalton Kincaid has been bad.
What's he ranked?
15.
Get out. This is the last chance for you, Dalton Kincaid. His cut list thing is getting pre-written this week. And if he does it, fine, I'll delete it. But if he doesn't, your ass is gone.
And
you know why? We didn't believe in you to begin with.
That's right. And
you're fine.
And just to be clear, you can still get pregnant from pre-cut.
God damn it, Walker.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. You're starting Josh Allen. You're starting James Cook. Don't start any of the wide receivers. Don't start any of the tight ends. All right. That's the Bills. Those are your 2-0 Buffalo Bills. All right. Let's talk Commanders and Bengals, shall we?
Oh, Jeff and Mike had Buffalo winning.
Oh, yeah.
I picked Jacksonville simply because they always figure out a way to beat the Bills for no reason.
Insane. Insane decision there. I meant to ask you about that.
That's the only reason. The last time they visited the Bills was when they had Urban Meyer as their coach and they beat the Bills in Buffalo.
All right, I'm gonna change my team. I'm gonna change my decision there. If Urban Meyer can beat the Bills, then it's a fait accompli. I'm sorry.
Even Doug Peterson can do it.
Yeah. Urban Meyer, worst coach in NFL history?
Probably. I mean, not only did he kick his kicker, but he abandoned his team to go sexually harass young women.
And he like didn't know who players were.
Yeah, like it's I mean, truly awful in every possible way.
Just not. Whoa, hold on, Walker.
Drake May's in.
Drake May's in.
I got the notification from NFL.
I looked down and there was a white boy under center. I was like, hold on.
That's not Jacoby.
That's not Jake Brisket. Oh man, maybe all my Drake May shares or my Drake May drafts will finally matter. All right. Like I said, Commanders, Bengals. Commanders are 1-1. Bengals are 0-2. Cincy, 6.5-point home favorites, 47-point over-under. We all have Cincy getting off the schneid. No injury notes for the Commanders. T. Higgins was a limited participant, got his first practice in Thursday, so they're easing him in. Questionable for Monday Night Football. I'm with Walker here. I think he plays. The pivot is easy. Put him in your flex. Go Mike Gesicki.
Right, Mike Gesicki.
Yoshi Voss.
Right. I mean, I don't, none of the Commanders guys, I guess. No. Zach Ertz maybe, but yeah, I'd rather go to Gesicki in that range.
Yeah. I mean, you have options here. So this isn't like AJ Brown last week. This isn't like Christian McCaffrey the week before. Put him in your flex. You have options here. If he plays,
even play. Chase Brown. I mean, it's not great, but it's
not great. Yeah. It's not Kyle Juszczyk. Like, people were picking right. up and playing Kyle Juszczyk 2 weeks ago. So
if he doesn't play.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Woo. You have options here. So, you're rolling with T. Higgins. If he doesn't play, you're fine. Just put him in your flex. Make sure you have an alternate option in this game, and there should be plenty. Because there's a lot of Bengals guys that are low rostered because nobody knows what to make of this team. So you could probably pick up either Yoshi Voss or Gesicki off the waiver wire. Like, even though he had a hot week last week, Gesicki was still, he's still just 29% rostered. So, and Zach Ertz is 11% rostered. You got plenty of options.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So Mike wanted to know if we can trust any of the wide receivers in Washington to be flex worthy.
No.
We talked about it on Tuesday. If you want to hear why, go subscribe.
That's right.
There's a very simple reason why it's not working for Terry McLaurin in Washington. And his name is Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, it's Cliff's fault. Yeah.
Yeah, it is Cliff's fault.
That's your lead in is Cliff bad offense.
Yeah, that's why the offense has fallen off some sort of like steep ledge, whatever you might call that.
Yeah. Oh man, what is that?
I don't know. I'll ask Kingsbury about it.
Okay.
All right. You're starting both running backs?
I'm starting Brian Robinson for sure.
Eckler seems to be a decent flex guy.
Eckler I have as a higher end flex. Yeah, he's right in that Rashad White, Javonte Williams. Where it's guys who catch passes and run a little.
The JD McKissick tier.
Yeah, yeah. The Washington always has one of these guys for some reason. Yeah,
exactly. Different coaches, different owners, different front offices. They always find their way back. Kind of like how evolution always finds a crab.
Washington always finds a Chris Thompson.
Yeah. All right. Zach Ertz, if you're desperate. He's a streamer for me this week. He's just getting useful targets, like tight end useful targets. So whatever. Jaden Daniels, you're starting him. Bengals offense isn't that great. He's like what, probably if I had to guess 9 or 10 for you?
15.
Oh shit. Below Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I don't like it. He's not gonna throw for multiple touchdowns. He's not gonna throw for over 200 yards. He's probably not gonna run for a touchdown. And if he's going to be running for under 50 yards a game on average, then I just don't really see where the you know, boom weeks are coming from here. Cincinnati's fine, but like, you know, on defense, they're not great. But I think Lou Anarumo is at least good at his job. And I don't see Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels being able to come up with much of anything in this game, honestly.
You convinced me. I don't know if I would start him below Brock Purdy, but I wouldn't have.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, obviously in Superflex, you're still playing him. But
yeah,
at one quarterback leagues, I mean, he's not a guy I'm desperate to get away from. Like, I wouldn't start Gardner Minshew over him or anything. But, I mean, if you have, like, Baker or Derek Carr, those guys I'm playing over Jaden Daniels.
Okay, that works. All right, for the Bengals, my question is, will Mike Gesicki go back-to-back? I think it comes down to if T. Higgins plays or not. I think, again, that... the more fruitful thing to take from Mike Gesicki's game last week was the Chiefs defense against tight ends. So, and I'm quite literally the world's biggest Mike Gesicki truther. So,
right.
I don't think Mike Gesicki believes in himself as much as I do.
He might. So, I think Mike Gesicki has a lot of self-belief, to be fair.
You cannot do a gritty like that without being hyper-confident in yourself.
Absolutely.
All right.
Gritsicki, so I have, just for reference, I have him at 13. So
yeah, so I think he'll be streamer. Yeah, he'll be playable. I just don't think he's going to go all the way off like he did last week.
No, I would say you're expecting more of a 4 for 40.
Yeah. Jamar Chase, you're starting. T. Higgins, we already talked about. If T. Higgins doesn't play, Yoshi Voss is probably what, 32?
Not even.
I mean, okay. It's just the two touchdowns last week make me
right.
think that there might be something there.
I don't even know if I'd rank him. I mean, he had
okay.
he had two catches. They just happened to both be touchdowns.
I'm glad you finally come around on how I feel about Andre Yosivash. He is fine. He is a football player.
He's there.
In the NFL.
I never thought he was very good. I just was telling you that it wasn't going to be Jermaine Burton.
It's not going to be Andre Yosivash either. He's going to finish the season with 3 touchdowns. All right. And Jermaine Burton will finish the season with 0. The running backs, I mean, I don't want to start either one. Like you said, yeah, Chase Brown, maybe, but Zach Moss
is a flex. Chase Brown, touchdown. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, Zach Moss, you're playing him in the flex, hoping for a touchdown. And that's it. That's it for the Bengals. We all have the Bengals winning this game.
We do.
All right. We did it, Walker. Go enjoy your wedding preparations. We will not be talking about this game because I do not want to spend time on it. It is a garbage game, and it played out exactly like we thought. Nothing surprising happened, except Mike Williams got some targets.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Love that Mondre for Mike Stevenson Williams. Fumbled. So. Mondre Stevenson sucked ass in this game. That was
really bad. Real bad. So, all right, we will be back on Tuesday with Mike back again because the Rivercat season will be over. So for Just Walker, thanks for listening. Take care. And you all have been named mods of our self-self.
That's true. Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.